The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd's head of nuclear non-proliferation, says the world shouldn't be spooked by North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons, saying what's coming out of Pyongyang is a lot of bluff and bluster. Former Labour Foreign Minister Gareth Evans is the co-chair of Mr Rudd's International Commission on Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament. He told our North Asia correspondent Mark Willesey in Tokyo that with Barack Obama in the White House, the time is right to push hard for global nuclear disarmament.
We're already seeing action in terms of the initiative he's taken to get moving on further deep reductions with Russia. We've seen the commitment to try and push through the Test Ban Treaty through the US Senate, which is going to be a labour of Hercules. We've seen his determination to bring nuclear security issues to centre stage with the summit that he's hosting next year. We've seen him already taking the lead in the UN Security Council, passing a resolution with him there personally, unprecedented. Yes, of course, we've got a long way to go, but this is one of the toughest policy issues in the entire universe to deal with. It's right up there with climate change in terms both of the degree of difficulty involved and also the significance of it. I mean, we're talking about the two policy issues, which we don't get right, could actually destroy the world as we know it.
Well, in this part of the world, the big nuclear question stands over North Korea. How does your commission advocate dealing with a regime that detonates nuclear devices, launches intercontinental ballistic missiles it calls satellites, and also threatens war every second week?
Well, I think with patience is the short answer, because negotiation is the only way through this. What are the options? Sanctions are important. But sanctions are not going to get us there in terms of the result that we want, the denuclearisation of the Korean Peninsula. Nor is it sensible in any way, shape or form to talk about coercive military action. So really you've got no alternative but negotiation, and I think we haven't exhausted the negotiation path.
From your position, from the Commission's perspective, the sort of rhetoric we're hearing out of Pyongyang, how much of that is bluster, how much of that is based on fact when it comes to its nuclear capabilities?
We shouldn't be too spooked about the North Korean capability. We do know they've got 6, 7, 8 nuclear devices. Whether they're fully-fledged weapons of a kind that can be strapped onto deliverable missiles is a completely different question. There's a lot of doubt about that. There's also a real issue as to whether they could ever be used. It would be quite suicidal for the North Koreans to wave these things around in any threatening fashion. They would get zapped immediately, not just by other people's nuclear capability, but by a huge conventional capability that exists with the US and its allies in the region. So there's a lot of bluff and bluster about this, and we shouldn't accept as a given that because they've got some nuclear devices in their store, that this itself gives them some kind of immunity from attack. We should just take that in our stride and approach the North Koreans with a mixture of some pretty tough disincentives, threats that they will get zapped if they misbehave themselves in any militarily aggressive fashion, but also be prepared to put the incentives on the table. We've done that as an international community partially in the past. I think we're going to need to do it all over again.
That's Gareth Evans from the International Commission on Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament, speaking there with Mark Willesey in Tokyo.